Hello and welcome to Hey Art, What's Good? We are a podcast based in the northeast of England where we like to go around to different art things and see what's good with them. My name is Alice.
And I'm Amy.
And we've got a little mini-sode for you this week because we went to go see something fun, mildly unexpectedly, so I thought we'll have a little chat about it.
We sure did.
So we were contacted by an artist called Bryn Lloyd, and he's currently doing like a placement at a gallery called Workplace in Gateshead, which I think we've talked about in this podcast before, because last summer when the Great Exhibition of the North was on, they had the Women's Artist Library of the Northeast in there.
Oh.
Which was awesome. It was sick. And there's a new exhibition on at the minute by an artist called Claire Dorset. So Bryn was like, yo, do you want to come along to the preview? We've got like free drinks and stuff. And we're like, yes, please.
Wherever there's free drinks, we'll be there.
Pretty much. So we went along. We were very pleasantly surprised because we didn't really expect anything.
Oh yeah, I didn't know what to expect. And it was absolutely delightful. And everyone was lovely. And the art was great.
Yeah, it was all quite fun sort of stuff. So Claire works with like wall-based like paintings, like on a very, very big canvas. And like a kind of a quote from the press release. I don't know if it's press release. You know, like the little bit of information you get from an exhibition. It says that the like paintings are notes, objects, and snippets from day-to-day life that are reduced to line, colour, and shape. And I guess essentially that's what most paintings are. Like, if you think about it.
When you reduce everything down to its bare description. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can say that's most paintings.
But Claire's stuff in particular is like such a fab approach to art and painting.
Oh, yeah.
Because it kind of takes the everyday and translates it through paint onto just, it was a mahoose of canvas. Like, all of them, they were like, I mean, there was one that must have been like 2 meters across at least.
Oh, yeah, they were huge.
Like, kind of us-sized.
Yeah, I'd say probably taller than human-sized.
I think I put on the Instagram story, it was like a photo of one of the things, and then I put like a little like measurement thingy where it was like, person for scale, because it was like, nice. I think it was the director of Workplace was like having to stand next to one of these things.
Nice.
But yeah, I was very good for this little mini-sode, and I made notes. So I'm just kind of
so
reading.
Organized.
I've wrote down that the paintings kind of evoke a certain simplicity. So according to the leaflet, the paintings assume a Janus-faced position, which oscillate between joyous childlike simplicity and menacing totemic power. And there's one painting in particular that kind of exemplifies this for me, and it's just called Telepainting. And it's awesome. So imagine if you will, Amy.
Mm.
Because you were there and you know what it is, but imagine. It's one of these rather large canvases, and it's kind of split into two with two faces, like super close-up faces, and they're kind of just like staring right out at you. And there's the dude on the left has got like sunglasses on and a beanie, and he's just like staring at you, and the dude on the, I said left, I meant right, and the dude on the left is he's like a bit more in frame, so if it was a camera it was a bit more zoomed out. And it's a person with a stethoscope. And so we were looking at that. Well, first of all, I didn't register that it was a stethoscope.
No, not at all.
And we're both kind of looking at it. And it's like, it's called Telepainting. So we're both sitting, well, standing and being like, what could this be from? I assumed like a music video.
Oh, it did look very like MTV 90s kind of like dancing on the beach sort of thing.
Yeah. For me, it was the beanie and the sunglasses. Like, oh yeah, it's like some kind of like 90s, maybe it's early, probably more early noughties, like some kind of fun music video. And then I was like, dude on the left, no idea.
Not a clue.
We were chatting to the artist, Claire, and I asked her, I was like, what are these? And she's like, oh, well, the one on the right is from a TV show called Luther. I was like, oh my God, how did I not see it? It's one of my favorite TV shows of all time. And I know since, like, pretty much as she was saying it, I recognized the exact episode it was from.
Yeah.
So season one, episode three. It's the one with, you know, the creepy, like, satanic serial killer dude.
Oh, yeah.
And that scene in particular is when Luther puts on his disguise, which is sunglasses and a beanie, absolutely, like, clocks him right in the face to get, like, a blood sample from him and continues walking. And he's, like, his trademark Luther walk. Where he's like shoulders hunched, hands in front pockets.
That's what I was thinking. He could be in complete disguise, like an actual good disguise, and I would be able to point out Idris Elba just from his walk, because it's so iconic.
I love it. It's perfect.
It's a proper swagger.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah. And you know what? He He deserves that
cool
swagger.
Cool as a cucumber, honestly. Only I wish I could have that confidence.
I know, honestly.
So good. Anyway, let's talk about the paintings.
But I mean, that was, I think that was probably the one I was drawn to the most. It could have been like
you
the
didn't
fact...
see who the other person.
Oh my god, I
was?
Didn't. Well, this is something that we were, as I said, we were stumped by. Thank you, Amy, for keeping me on track.
Oh, yeah.
Person on the left apparently is from Grey's Anatomy. And when I was like, oh my god, yes, it's a stethoscope around his neck. It makes sense. I've never seen Grey's Anatomy, but
did you never know when? Oh wait, was it which one was that Amy watched in uni?
Oh, Amy watched House. So we had a flatmate in secondary uni who watched all of House. I think it was in second year. Yeah,
yeah. I got them mixed up.
I mean, most medical shows,
they're all the same.
I want to say they're pretty much the same.
But yeah, it was a very good painting.
It was meant.
It was like one of those things where when it's pointed out, you can see it straight away. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, of course it's that. Oh, what am I like?
What are you like? Did you have a favourite one, sis?
Yeah, my favourite one, I'm not sure what it was called, but it was like, in my mind, I'm just going to call it Social Media Mural. I don't know if it had a name.
Oh, I had the bit of paper, but I don't know where it is. Okay. All the pieces have names, but...
Apologies, there is a name for it. I'm not as prepared as Alice, I don't know. But it was really good. It was like a mural with, like, it was on, like, of a smartphone with things around it. So, like, it was, like, looked like what was painted a screenshot of, like, a Tinder page. With all this like superficial stuff going around it was like great board, but then it was like too easy and like all this stuff, and it's like I don't know, I just really liked it. I thought it was like showing how we're so connected but still really disconnected, and like how no one's expectations are being met online.
Mm-hmm.
Even though like there's so much options, I suppose. I just really liked it. I thought it was really fun. It was a really fun bright painting, just generally good to look at.
I think it was definitely the most colourful of a lot. And again, this one was massive.
Yeah, it was huge.
It was kind of like just a bunch of screenshots, but painted. And there was
like
a central figure where, I don't know if fuckboy would be the right word, but like the central figure of like some dude with glasses, like a very profile picture-y sort of dealy.
Yeah. Oh, it may have been called Lackluster because it's got Lackluster written on the top of it.
Maybe.
I don't know. It might be called that. But it was really good. I would highly recommend it. Really enjoyed it.
But it was just fun. Like it's not a huge exhibition. I think there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 paintings.
6 paintings, yeah.
From what I recall, but they're
from
all
one
massive.
Artist though. Imagine painting six massive things like that.
And they're all quite recent works, I think, from 2018, 2019.
What a busy bee.
Imagine transporting them.
Oh, nightmare.
I mean, I don't know. I don't actually know how art's transported. Like, I guess you don't take it off the canvas. Can you do that? I don't know how art works.
I don't know.
Because you probably. Can't, right? Can you just roll it? I don't know.
This is an art podcast. I don't know how art works.
We're all just guessing here at how art, what's good. That's kind of our whole thing.
And there was another painting I liked, and I'm just going to call it Pink Sofa Mural because it was a mural of a pink sofa.
It was.
I really liked it because it made me think of our childhood sofa from when we were like, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years old.
Yeah, Amy was trying to like regale me with stories about the sofa so I could remember it. And I don't think I can.
Did you not find a photo of it?
I said I was going to, didn't I? But then I didn't do that because I forgot.
Well, take my word for it.
Okay.
We used to have a pink sofa that looked quite similar to that.
Okay.
And it just reminded me of that. I had a little nostalgia flashback there, which was lovely.
Aw, that's nice. I enjoyed that. Well, yeah, I like all of these because they all kind of evoke something quite positive, I want to say, like nostalgia.
Yeah.
Or joy, or just like sheer amusement.
Yeah.
And they're all just like...
They're just fun.
They're all fun. And I really appreciate that in art. Like, it doesn't have to be serious all the time.
It doesn't have to have such a concept or like hidden meaning. It can just be a fun piece of art to look at and be like, that's cool. I enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
Good work.
Hell yeah. And very good work indeed.
Indeed.
I adore it. It was lovely having a chat with you.
Yes. Oh, everyone was so lovely.
Yeah. Oh, this is the thing. I think I mentioned that we were going to go to this in like last week's full episode when we talked about our trip to Edinburgh.
Oh, yeah.
And I think because we're saying how we haven't been to a preview together in ages.
No, it's been a long time.
I think the last one was Pineapple Black when we did that.
Yeah.
A couple of months ago.
Oh, yeah. And we were pretty drunk for that.
We were. And we're getting tipsy at this one as well because Bryn just kept me going with beer.
Oh, what a good laugh.
But it was nice like having a chat with everyone, as you said.
Yeah.
And Bryn was kind of telling me a bit about Workplace. So like Workplace is a gallery. It's so if you go to Gateshead, like say you've just got off the metro out the interchange and there's like the street that like the really like quite steep hill that heads down towards like the Tyne Bridge and the High Level Bridge. You go down there and it's like a pretty old building. Like it's next to like a Lloyd's Bank.
Yeah. And oh, what like, used to be a Lloyd's Bank.
What used to be a Lloyd's
Bank. If you've lived in Gateshead for a while, you might know the Lloyd's Bank.
I remember going in there when we were little with Nana, I think.
It was like super old fashioned, wasn't it?
It was like, very like or something. Oh, well, the outside of the building was, but the inside was like very just gross 80s bank aesthetic. Right, okay. The inside, you know, lovely. Yeah. Outside. Sorry, lovely. But so Workplace is a commercial gallery. And I think they've got one in London as well.
Yeah.
But there's like a charity out of it called the Work... I think charity's the right word. Called Workplace Foundation. And they kind of... Their whole deal is to represent like underrepresented and emerging artists and specifically in the Northeast, which is nice.
Love that.
Because, I mean, we've said it before and we'll say it again. Northeast art scene, really on the up and up.
Oh,
we've got
so
like
good.
A lot going on. Lots of, so much talent.
Ooh.
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 There's all that talent.
So good.
But Bryn's doing a placement there, I think, as part of his master's, something like that. He's doing a master's at Newcastle.
I think they're a master's or PhD.
I think it was a master's, but who knows?
With something smart and clever that I haven't done.
Yeah. But he just gave away a little tour around the floor that the gallery's on.
Oh, yeah, it was so
which
nice.
Which is always nice, because obviously the gallery's pretty much just in one room, and there's like a little office back there as well. And a lot of it, I don't want to say it's falling apart, but it's like very like, because it's like they don't really use the rest of the space, because I don't think it's theirs. Oh, I don't know. But I just love being shown around places where you're not allowed to go usually.
And like that's a building, like we grew up in Gateshead, and that's a building that we would pass almost every day, like a lot of the time, and we never went in it. And it was just nice to like be in Gateshead and be somewhere that we'd never been before and like see this little part that not everyone gets to see.
Yeah, quite a rarity to, somewhere where we've lived forever.
Yeah.
And never been before. Because that was your first time at Workplace, wasn't it?
I'd never been there, yeah.
Nice.
It was lovely. Had a grand old time. We'll go back.
Yeah, awesome. Well, if you, dear listeners, would like to go, this exhibition is on, I believe, until the 27th of July.
And so, it's free to enter.
Oh, so this is a thing. I think it's something that they want to try and work out. But this gallery is pretty much open Monday to Friday, 10 till 5.
Yeah.
However, because... like the art gallery is literally just a room as soon as you go through the front door. They don't have like a desk or anything with a person there, so they can't just have the door open because the office is behind it. So like really, if they're doing work, they can't keep an eye on the gallery. So if someone could just walk in, you know, like take shit or ruin shit or whatever, it's not that feasible. So there is a doorbell, which is always a bit off-putting when you go to a gallery. If you have to like ring to be let in. I'm always like,
Yeah, I know.
It was kind of like that when me and you went to Platform A that one time.
Yeah, but I think it's lovely. Do it.
Yeah, well, I think for them, it's because they're having a meeting in the back or whatever, so they weren't in the gallery space. But
still, there are galleries that are like that and for like good reasons.
No, that's true.
But, you know, they have their art there because they want people to see it.
Yes,
so
exactly.
Ring a bell, go in, they'll have a little chat, have a look at some art, have a great time.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So hopefully this would kind of give you that push to not be put off by a closed door.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty much it for this one. We just wanted to have a little chat about it because it was mint. I think
it was
we
so
were just going to be content doing like maybe it's like an Instagram post or like a Twitter, like a tweet about it. But like, no, we want to talk about
have
it a bit.
A little chat about it because it was good.
It was really good. And the art was just fun. So we think you should go see it.
Yeah, go and see it.
Nice.
Now.
Right the second.
Right now.
Turn off your phone. Well,
why
don't
are
turn
you
it
still
off.
Listening? Go now.
I feel as though I should just kind of cut there because that'd be really fun. But just in case I don't, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
And tune in Saturday for a full episode where me and Amy talk about another fun thing we're going to go see. Can you tell Rosie's been away for a while? Because it's all me and Amy episodes.
Oh yeah, you're getting sick of me right now. Tough, you're stuck with me for a couple more episodes.
Getting some of that Smith sibling goodness.
Ooh yeah.
Nice. Well, thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.